Magic 95.9, Baltimore's best variety of R&B, new home of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. It's Ryan the Lion here with you. And today we got a special guest jumping into the Lion's Den with us today to share some very important information. I am very happy to introduce the one and only Dr. Ashley. Hey, Dr. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good, Ryan. Thanks for having me on today.
It is an absolute pleasure. I know I say you're an accomplished doctor, but could you tell a little bit about your specialty and your role with the American Heart Association?
Sure. Yeah, no, I've been fortunate to have a lot of training. I'm a neurosurgeon that specializes in vascular problems of the brain, so I treat aneurysms and stroke.
Wow.
And I'm the director of cerebral vascular neurosurgery at LifeRidge Health. And over the last few years, I've been working with the Heart Association to try to help improve the overall health. You know, our mission is really to be a relentless force for health. And so I'm on the Baltimore board, and I'm the president-elect coming up next year. And I sit on the regional board as well.
Okay, excellent. So you got your hands in a lot of things, man. So I know there's a lot of information out there, especially with heart disease and stroke, right? And I know for our communities, that's something in our Black communities and communities of color, that's something that affects us quite a bit at a very high rate.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, both the Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association have been really trying to attack this problem.
Right.
You know, Black folks have a lot of heart disease.
Yeah.
We have a lot of high blood pressure. We have a lot of risk factors.
Right.
And, you know, right now everybody is struggling with COVID. And we have seen that COVID has really just shined a light on the fact that we've got some real issues that need to be fixed.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of inequity. And one of the real missions of the Heart Association and Diabetes Association now is to try to tackle these health-related inequities.
Right. And speaking of, the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association kind of got together a few years back and launched their initiative that No Diabetes by Heart, which I thought was just an awesome idea, especially with the two being so closely related.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we know that heart disease and stroke are the most important causes of death for people who have type 2 diabetes.
Right.
And so we really need to understand that link, and it'll help us to try to work harder to fix the things that we can fix to make it better for ourselves. So, you know, we want people to understand that these two groups are working together. We want people to know that people who have diabetes are twice as likely, that's two times more likely to get heart disease or have a stroke.
Mm.
And, you know, only, you know, a small number of people, less than half of the people who are over 44,
right,
which is me, right?
Right. Me too.
With type 2 diabetes,
right.
know that they're at higher risk for heart disease.
Right.
And so we have to start talking to our doctors, and hopefully, you know, if we can develop relationships with them and know that we're out there and we care, we can make a difference.
And you know, for me, it's firsthand for me because my mother went through it. She was diabetic, she also had some heart complications, and I've seen her struggle many a day dealing with just the maintenance of dealing with these diseases, right? And so we definitely want to make sure people are getting screened, getting tested, because it's important.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sorry she struggled with that, but, it is something that if you commit yourself to doing it, you can kind of live with it well.
Right.
And, you know, I know a lot of people, many of my family members and many of my patients have diabetes, and I treat a lot of stroke, and many of those folks have diabetes. The way I think about it is everybody has a plan to get out of their house when there's a fire.
Right.
You got a plan.
Right.
We should have a medical plan how to deal with these diseases. And the first step is to talk to your doctor. Then you can understand your risk, know how much work you have to put ahead.
Right.
And once you've done that, they're going to tell you, well, we need to take these medicines you need to do. And we got to do it. I all too often, I see folks not taking their medicines.
Right.
And it's because they may make them feel bad or they may not understand, but we can talk to the doctor and sometimes change the medicines, change the way we take them.
Make some adjustments, right.
Make some adjustments, right? Don't just give it up altogether. And then you got to take care of yourself. Like right now, we're seeing it more. There's tons of stress. Tons of kind of mental just challenges, right? I mean, we just got out of this crazy election, COVID crisis, racial injustice. So all these things contribute to negative health outcomes. So we should manage these things, mental health, stress management, and overall health. you know, and it takes a little work.
Right, right. And I think that's the key right there. Absolutely. Thank you, Doc, for coming through today and giving us this kind of information, man. So speaking of information, if the people want to find out more about diabetes, type 2 diabetes, heart stroke, there's a new text program you guys are doing, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's pretty cool. You know, we're trying to, you know, get into the modern age with this.
Right.
The Heart Association and Diabetes Association have a text program where if you just text HOLIDAY,
okay,
HOLIDAY, and you text to 22639, it'll send you a whole lot of info that will help understand diabetes and the risks.
All
and,
right.
You know, we have a heart ambassador, Angela Bassett. So, you know, pretty much anything that comes from her has got to be good.
Oh, man, she looks great for her age.
That's right.
The truth. She's taking care of herself. That's for real.
She does. She does, right? Right. So we can all take some tips from her.
Right, indeed. A lot of folks in our community, going to the doctors is just not something that we take seriously. And we kind of wait too long sometimes.
Yep.
So can we encourage, any tips to encourage folks out here? To go get checked?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you said it right there. What we have to know is that there are a lot of caring doctors out there, and we should develop a relationship. And if you feel sick, we're out there to help.
Right.
And so particularly in COVID, we saw a lot of people stop going to the doctor even more than before.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they made it, they were too sick. So don't let fear of the doctor make you end up suffering some kind of medical problem. So for strokes and heart attacks, you gotta come in.
Right.
And we're here to help. And you know, if you don't like your doctor, you don't have a good relationship, there's always someone else.
That's right. Find a new one, right? Yeah.
Find a new one. Get it so that you've got someone who you trust. And then you'll find that you're much, much healthier and happier.
Well, Doc, if they talk to people like you talk to people, man, we will be in a way better place. We'll be a lot more trusted with doctors, man. Thank you so much. And before we go, let's give out that text number one more time.
Yep, text again. Text HOLIDAY, capital HOLIDAY, HOLIDAY, to 22639.
And they can check out the website online at knowdiabetesbyheart.org.
That's right. Correct.
KNOW diabetesbyheart.org.
That's right. All one word.
Dr. Ashley, you're amazing, man. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes to share some very important info. We thank you so much.
Listen, Ryan, it was a pleasure, man. It was real fun.
Yeah, and let's do this again. Make sure people are doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. Let's get back together after New Year.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Done deal.
Take it easy.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.